Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cousins inbounds the ball. Curry heaves it at the buzzer. It's no good. Franchise history. League history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates. The NBA championship is due north.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I deleted a bunch of tweets last night
because
it was too much. I'm sorry. One of the tweets was, does anybody know of a public relations or media relations job? Because I'm done with sports.
Yeah, it sounds like you're quitting.
Yeah.
Well, why would Golden State losing cause you to want to quit?
Because this should have been the Bucks championship. That's how I view it.
But that shouldn't cause you to quit.
And Toronto winning, seeing Toronto win the championship, I knew it would annoy me, but it's hurting me way worse than I thought. So trying to keep that separate today. But I just, you know, listening to that from the Raptors radio network, it's like, I don't know if it's because maybe, you know, being in this job is like intensifying it, but I'm really getting like annoyed that we haven't won a championship in a long time.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Packers 2010 was great. I want a Milwaukee championship.
Yeah. You know, when I hear that thing that we play before the show, it says you know, a guy who's covered the Packers for 30 plus years. Yeah, you can throw in there the Bucks and Brewers, and a guy who's watched this all my life. Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, I do. I mean, not only that, but there's so much mediocrity and bad baseball and bad basketball I've seen in my life. Not even getting to the championship round. Not in my lifetime, you know, not even getting to the championship, to the NBA finals. One World Series they've been to, the Milwaukee Brewers. That's pathetic.
I'm going to try to do this off the top of my head, but just even in the last few years, you look at these teams. The Cubs, after 108 years, win. And so that fan base gets to feel it. Mm-hmm. The St. Louis the other night, the Blues, they've never won a title. They get to feel it.
Yeah.
The Raptors last night, they get to feel it. Cleveland winning the championship a few years ago, they get to feel it. All these teams and fan bases that have been starved are suddenly like one by one winning championships, and we're still here sitting here being the ones that they step over to get them. I mean, it's really getting frustrating.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. The longest run without a championship, San Diego, 56 years. San Diego, 56. Buffalo, 54. Vancouver, 49. Milwaukee, 48. When you look it up, the longest championship droughts, Milwaukee is fourth among North American cities, third in this country of longest championship drought. And, of course, that was the 71 Milwaukee Bucks. I was 4 years old. Don't remember a thing about it. So 48 years, man, that's the fourth longest. So, again, when I hear all these cities talk about their championship droughts, nobody nationally ever mentions how we haven't won a championship here in 48 years. 48 years, man. I know Marquette won at 77, but we're talking pro sports here. Longest drought of not winning a pro sports championship.
The topic today is going to be, now that Toronto won it, when you look at this finals, is it tarnished? Is it a fluke? Is there an asterisk next to it? And I think the top comment coming in from people that we've talked to just in the last hour was, Well, if this was the Bucks, would you say that? Yeah, if this was the Bucks, people around the country would say that, and I would certainly acknowledge that. Well, you know, if Durant and Clay aren't hurt, I mean, the Bucks probably, maybe they don't win this. I would still be celebrating it. So if you're in Toronto, you look at this question, you look at this noise, you say, look at them. Who cares? We're in Toronto. We celebrate. We won the title. The trophy goes home to them. They won the championship. What bothers me as a Bucks fan is that it was close. We were close. This should have been ours.
Yeah.
This and it feels like that more than it did with the Brewers in the NLCS and then the World Series last year. But, well, because one, the Dodgers didn't win the World Series, but you look at this and if you're a Bucks fan who's like, oh, good for Toronto, it's not a fluke. We're not on the same page, man.
Well,
because if you're a Bucks fan and you're not completely devastated over this, I don't get how. Maybe you're a better man than me or woman, but if you're a Bucks fan and you're not crushed by the fact that the Raptors won the title, why are you being so nice?
No, it's not Toronto winning the title. I'm crushed over Toronto, you know, the Bucks blowing a 15-point lead in Game 6. You know, I feel like we keep going back to Game 6, or maybe I do, like we go back through the 2014 NFC Championship game. I mean, Game 6, having a 15-point lead in the final 2 minutes of that
game.
Honestly,
I look at you look at Game 6, I look at Game 3, the overtime game.
Okay.
I think that's when they lost the series.
Yeah, but you know, they had a 15-point lead, two minutes to go in the third quarter. They win that game, they come back here, and you know, Toronto hits them with a 26-3 run. That's no fluke.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
I mean, they hit them with a 26-3 run. So, but you come back here, win Game 7 on Memorial Day night, you know, we're feeling good. I mean, I really hope that's not the last time we sniff going to the NBA Finals is a Game 6. We're not looking back 18 years because that's what happened with the 2001 Bucks. Got to the Eastern Conference Finals, lost Game 7, and it was like, oh, Ray Allen's coming back next year, big dog. Oh, we're going to be just right now. And then he make the playoffs the next year.
799-1250, Chris is in Oak Creek. What's up, Chris?
Oh, how you guys doing?
Hi, Chris.
The way I view this is I don't think anything should be tarnished. I look at it as a team sport. Now, you tell me a boxer or an MMA fighter coming into a fight, a high-profile fight, everyone knows that he's injured, comes into the fight, he loses. You can see that the win for the other guy was kind of tarnished because he didn't face the healthy fighter. At the end of the day, Golden State had to put out a full squad. That squad, minus Kevin Durant included, the most prolific shooter in NBA history, with Steph Curry, one of the best or the best defender in the NBA, and Draymond Green. The past NBA Finals MVP, Iguodala, and they still had a really great supporting cast coming off the bench that really played a great role in the game, you know, in the series. I don't view this as being tarnished. You know, Toronto, they were just a better team. You can't really diminish their accomplishments because then, as Chuck and you also stated, then we should also put an asterisk beside Golden State when they beat a hapless Cleveland Cavaliers team that was just LeBron playing them by himself. So I look at this as not looking at this as hypothetical. I look at this as fact. The Toronto Raptors are the NBA champion. You can't go into the past and thinking about what should have been, could have, would have, should have, because that's not how it works. The thing is to look to the future and see how the Bucks can get to that point. And I hope they do. I mean, I really hope that we don't just rely on Giannis, because when you look at Toronto, they didn't rely on Kawhi. Those last three green games weren't Kawhi's best games. And they still won. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the NBA champions, okay? I mean, recent, like the last 20 years. You know, the Warriors had their big two and big three. Bart, you know, the LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love. You know, the Spurs had their Duncan and Parker, Ginobili, Kawhi. The Heat had their big three. The Celtics had their big three. You know, Lakers won with Kobe, Shaq, Kobe, Paul Gasol when he was young. But with Leonard, man, he doesn't have a superstar next to him. I mean, you can think Siakam is a rising star. I mean, he was good last night. They have a bunch of really good players, but they don't have another Hall of Famer next to Kawhi Leonard. They're a team that's built on really one strong guy and a bunch of good players. They like the Bucks. They have a great player and a bunch of good players. So maybe the NBA championship can still come here with this current cast. Toronto did it with just one Hall of Fame type player, and we like to think Giannis is like that Hall of Fame type player. He is. But, what the supporting cast has got to be really good, like Toronto's supporting cast was.
You know, even with the injuries, and Chris is right, even though something about his call threw me off. I think I'm trying not to be emotional today. I'm just trying to be rational. But the amount of people that are going out of their way to say, no, Toronto, they deserve it. I mean, yeah, they won the title, right? So the conversation we're having is did they benefit from the injuries, essentially, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Bucks fans, some of you, are like, why are we being so nice?
Well,
we should be mad.
Because I think this is...
Well, why aren't we more mad?
Well, because I think we realized, they lost the series 4-2. The Raptors won 4 straight games. Yeah, we should be mad, not at Toronto, that our team didn't get it done.
Yeah, we should be mad.
But I mean, that's
nobody's mad. How's nobody mad?
3 weeks ago, man.
We just like watching our team and then
no.
Team that beat us.
No.
Celebrate and win a title because the other team got hurt.
No. I don't think that, not because they just got hurt.
We enjoy watching Fred VanVleet be good out of nowhere.
Well, hey, we had the opportunity and did not jump through the window, man, and win that series. Had the opportunity. So last night, Toronto winning that. That doesn't hurt anymore for me. It doesn't. My pain was still with Memorial Day weekend when the Bucks couldn't finish it off. And, what Toronto did in this series had no effect on how I feel about the Bucks.
Now, you would think, to what Chris said, a team with Steph Curry, DeMarcus Cousins, Andre Iguodala, and Draymond Green should still be good.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, even with those four guys out there, they seem to be a shell of themselves. Look, Toronto, they came out on fire. Kyle Lowry gave you a great first quarter. If Eric Bledsoe would have given you one quarter like that at any time against the Raptors, mm-hmm. this would have been a completely different
absolutely
outlook. So these guys did step up for the Raptors. I think that they, if I don't believe they're the better team, which I don't, the Raptors did, and they played like it. And again, I don't believe in Team of Destiny, but the Raptors might have bought into that. And so they played like it. The Raptors had a level of confidence that I don't think you can compare it to a lot of teams that we've seen. We've seen teams that have come in and maybe faltered on the big stage. The Raptors never seem bothered, and a lot of that could be off of Kawhi Leonard and them, kind of embracing the persona of their leader. But man, the Raptors, I'm giving them. I don't know how I can give them any more credit than what I'm giving them today. They are really a great team. They play defense as well as anybody has in the last 20 years. They're terrific. They've got terrific guys. They have a coach who, I guess, knows what he's doing. They made a big, risky move, and it paid off. The Raptors are a very good team, but they still don't win this championship if the Warriors are at full strength.
You like to think, you do. I bet on Toronto either way, whether Durant was playing.
There's no way.
Well, the series started, but we didn't. I bet with you guys, I had no idea.
A healthy Durant the entire time.
There's no way. When we bet the series, we didn't know if Durant was playing game one or not. Because he had flown to Toronto and with the team, and we did not know if he was playing or not. So I still thought Toronto was going to win. I told you that I thought Toronto was going to win this series. I bet you with you guys when...
I'm telling you that if Durant played 40 minutes a game, there is no way. I don't care what you bet or predicted.
Yep. All right.
There is no way.
That's why we bet. That's why we bet, man. And I didn't see Kevin Durant not playing any more in this series, but I still thought Toronto had a shot at winning that. Man, that they were playing, you know, they beat the Bucks. It was no luck. They beat the Bucks. They beat the Bucks. You know, back to game three between the Bucks and the Raptors. You know, the Bucks win that game.
I think you're giving the Raptors too much credit.
Beating the Bucks?
Yeah.
Then what does that say about our team?
That they shot poorly. Uncharacteristically poorly.
Sure, but who has, and that's competition. That's competition, and the Raptors too. Yes. I mean, that's
how many fluky rim shots did the Raptors make, and how many shots wouldn't go down for the Bucks?
You can't look at it that way.
Why?
It's a 7-game series.
The Bucks, as well as the Raptors played, the Bucks should have won that series. I don't get why you can't come to my side on that.
But they didn't, though. But you could go back in sports and you can go, you kill yourself all day. And that's how these games are won. Game three, which is maybe the turning point of the series. They're up 2-0. Giannis has a terrible game. Middleton has a terrible game. Their two best players that night were off the bench with Hill and Brogdon. All right? And you lost that game in double overtime. I mean, find a way to win that game. Raptors did. You know, Raptors found a way to win four in a row in 6 days. Four times they beat the Bucks in six days. I don't know. That's not luck to me. You beat a team four times. You beat them once. That's one thing.
I don't know if you're confusing some of the things that I'm saying or what.
I'm kind of confused that you feel like you're giving the Raptors credit, but then you're saying you're not. It was lucky.
Where am I saying the word lucky?
Well, then what is it?
As good as the Raptors played, they did everything right.
Yes.
Had the Bucks shot a little better, they win.
Sure, but it didn't happen.
But it should have.
Well, of course it should have. That's why the Bucks were favored in that series. We all thought the Bucks were going to win that series.
You hanging around with Ellerson lately?
No.
You and Ellerson.
No. Hold on.
Loving these Raptors.
No, I'm not loving these Raptors, but you got to look at it realistically.
Well,
the Bucks.
Maybe you got infected when you went up to Canada.
No. But I'm smart enough to know that the Raptors outplayed the Bucks.
Are you saying I'm not?
The Raptors outplayed the Bucks. Did they not?
They outplayed the Bucks in certain areas, and despite outplaying the Bucks still should have won the series, is what I'm saying. I believe it.
But at the end of the day, the scoreboard's the ultimate decider. Man, I thought the Bucks were going to roll in this series against Toronto. We had the guy from Toronto. We were laughing at him. I was with you. We were on the same page. We thought the Bucks were going to win this series. Yeah, and the Bucks, they should have won the series. They didn't win it. They got outplayed.
Paul says, Chuck's pre-series bet means nothing. How does he not understand that does not prove his point?
What point?
You're saying that because you knew the Raptors.
I bet on Toronto. I wouldn't have bet on Toronto if I didn't think they were going to win. Would I have bet on Toronto with both you guys if I didn't think Toronto was going to win?
That doesn't prove that the Warriors would have won this series with a healthy KD.
I was riding Toronto either way. So me betting on Toronto, whether KD's playing or not, tells me, well, I'm pretty confident Toronto's going to win the series.
Chad says, is Bart going to piss and moan about if come maybes all morning? It's over. Get over it. Move on.
We kind of got to do. You know, this Bucks thing is, obviously it stings.
799-1250. We'll get to you guys that are on hold. If anyone's on hold and wants to ask the question, would you be saying the Bucks get an asterisk if they won a title? Hang up, because yes, and then I also wouldn't care because my team won a title. So, yes, you're not sleuthing me out of that one. It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Get through the East and the chances were you were going to be playing Golden State. I mean, I probably stayed up late and watched Golden State more than anybody just for the heck of it, right? Just to see what they were doing and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't know. It means a lot for our city and our the country and for these players. Staff, you know, an incredible group of people, my assistant coaches and the support staff. I don't know if it would have meant any more or any less, to be honest with you. You get the win and you're just happy you got it and celebrate that fact.
Keeping emotion out of it, I don't buy into the Nick Nurse act. That's Nick Nurse, Raptors NBA champions, head coach. Chad tweets back, and if there's one thing to be mad about, it's how Budenholzer was grossly outcoached by Nick freaking Nurse. Bud choked big time. That's where I point the finger. Agree. Nick Nurse. So why did Nick... Oh, I just happened to watch the Warriors at night. Screw you. You're either a good coach or you're not. Stop trying to be aw shucks about it, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe that's... Like, I'll... Nick, if you're a good coach, it's fine to admit it. Don't be aw shucks. Oh my God, I hate him.
Boy, man, when your team loses, you really go after the other team. You're nothing wrong with being a sore loser. You are going, right? I mean, you admit to that.
Who's a good loser? Show me a good loser, I'll show you a loser.
That's what my buddy Dick Dieter used to say. He used to say that all the time.
Well, I mean, is he not wrong?
No, he's right. He's right, but I don't think you're not giving Toronto any credit at all.
I mean, you know that I am.
I think you know that I am.
They get a lot of credit.
Yeah. I mean, Nick Nurse as a rookie coach wins. How many coaches have just toiled in the NBA forever? And this guy as a rookie coach got that job when they budged out Dwayne Casey.
Because, oh, shucks, he watched the Warriors late at night.
And he wins an NBA championship in his first crack. How about that? I mean, look, there's dozens and hundreds of coaches who've coached a long time in the league. Couldn't even sniff going to the NBA Finals, and here he does it.
Let's get to Steven, who's in his car, 799-1250. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. You know what, Bart? I'm on your side, but I'm going to try and get over it quickly. You know, my opinion is Toronto sucks, Drake sucks, and I probably forgot more than Drake will ever know. But I'm going to move on because I want to talk about the medical side of this and how it relates to the Bucks, maybe, because I know people are thinking, you know, hey, what do we do with Durant and what do we do with, you know, with Clay's injury? But, you know, that Achilles injury for Durant, that's probably a 9-month thing. You look at Boogie Cousins, though. Boogie isn't the same player after his Achilles, and Durant won't be either. But Durant being a shooter, he probably will still have be very, very effective wherever he plays. But Clay's injury is a 12-month injury. That thing, he's not playing at all next year, so I don't know what they're going to do to sign him or not, but I think it opens the door for them to sign a guy like Middleton to fill Clay's role and not bring Clay back. What do you guys think?
A significant downgrade from Clay to Chris Middleton. I mean, Clay is, I mean, he's money. Chris Money Middleton isn't the player, not even close to Clay Thompson. Not even close. Not even close. Two different types of players, too. I mean, Clay could just fill it from the outside. Once in a while, mids can, but not like Clay. Clay's a special player.
God, I don't know what you do if you're Golden State. You're going to have two guys that are likely going to miss a lot of time.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know what you do. There is an exemption that the Warriors could get. I was reading about where they could get it where Durant only costs $9 million against the cap. They could sign him to a max, and then it would only cost about $9 million against the cap. That would have to be under the assumption that he does not play. So they could sign him and have this. No other team could do it because he's on the Warriors now. I forget what it's called, but if that happens, which is unlikely, it like never happens. The NBA barely gives it out, if ever. But if that happens, then you open up another slot for a guy to come in for a little bit.
But how about Clay? I mean, what a tough time for him because at least at least KD has got that $31 million option, and he's going to get paid. But
Sounds like he'll still get the max.
Who's
from
that,
somebody.
Clay?
KD.
KD.
And I would think Clay too.
Well, you know, but he was supposed to. You know, this was supposed to be the big, big, major chunk of his career right here. This was his big contract, money grab right here. Still 29 years old and great, great shooter. But, boy, it's up in the air. I mean, will certain teams that want to go after him not go after him now because of this? We don't know.
I'm telling you, if I'm the Knicks, I offer a max deal to KD and Clay, and I'm fine if they miss a year. And then I have them both.
Well, I think there's a better chance of...
Because the Warriors are probably going to do that anyway.
I mean, with Clay's injury, that ACL tear, yeah, you can come back and be 100%. The Achilles, sometimes you're just not. And that caller's right. Maybe Boogie's just not the player. Cousins looks a little out of shape, too.
Had good spurts, but he also then, those spurts would run out a little quickly.
Yeah.
John's in Franklin, 799-1250. What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Look, I'm not mad at Toronto for coming in and beating us four times in a row. You know, I'm directing my energy towards how do we take the next step. I can look back. I mean, I've kind of compartmentalized this thing a day or two after we lost game six. I mean, it's just wasted energy. And no, there is no asterisk. That's part of the problem. We knew that Golden State was not going to be at full strength. This was another Wisconsin lost opportunity, and we can have a whole day show on that. It was set up. It didn't mean we were going to win, but it was certainly advantageous as a team from the Eastern Conference that Golden State, a all-star team on its own, was not at full strength. And Toronto took advantage of the opportunity, led by Nurchnik, a guy that wears glasses as a fashion accessory to look intelligent. I mean, I'm mad at Bledsoe.
I flirted with doing that, and even I realized, even douche me realized that it was a douchey move.
You thought about wearing the glasses?
Yeah, a couple of years ago I thought, because I look good in glasses, without but I don't need them.
Without the lens?
Yeah.
Yeah, just the clear?
Well, lenses that aren't prescription.
Just like plastic?
And even I realized that was a loser move.
I think you ought to try that.
Well, I can't now.
I think you ought to take that and why not?
Well, after I ripped on Nick Nurse for doing that.
Well, nobody would know. Only you would know.
You know, game three, that overtime game, the series was right there. That game was right there. And no one outside of Giannis could step up and contribute a little bit more to get you over the hump. Because if you win that game three, that series is over.
Yeah, Giannis didn't play great either there, John, either. Game three, he didn't play great.
Okay, but he's carried this team. Are we going to argue about that? We needed somebody else, Bledsoe. Mm-hmm. What the heck happens to him when it turns into playoff time?
Exactly.
The guy, the brighter the lights get, the more he shrinks up. I just don't understand it. Lopez couldn't hit anything in the middle of that series. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where the anger is. And our coach. And I'm not saying we need a different coach, so don't extrapolate this the wrong way. But he got out-coached by Nurchnik. He made the adjustments. The defense just warned us, and we couldn't figure it out in four flipping games. Come on. Yeah. That's where my anger is, and that's why I don't spend too much time thinking about this, because there's nothing we could do about it now. But Toronto beat us. That's what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, John, there was nobody for the Bucks who made Toronto pay for their triple teams of Giannis, you know, that wall that they were building in the lane. Nobody made them pay, and that's where Bledsoe could have made them pay, didn't do it. I mean,
Be careful how much money we throw around at all these guys. Yeah, it's great to be king of the regular season, okay? But it's going to be fascinating to see how the Bucks front office proceeds, because there's going to be winners and losers. And I just hope at the end of all next season we're rising up in the East. And we have the ability to do that if the right moves and the right choices are made.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? That's a perfect example of that's a perfect title of our sports teams. Great regular season teams, but can't get it done in the postseason.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins, 414-799-1250. The Raptors are NBA champs.
We're the regular season champs.
Yeah, we won the regular season. Where's our title?
I'm talking about like our the Brewers too.
Yeah,
I mean our two sports teams, regular season champs, but you know, when it came to the postseason, nothing to show for it.
In Major League Soccer, if you have the best record in the league, you still get like they call it the supporter's shield. So you still get like it's like a collective plate that you can put in your trophy case. So should we get one of those.
I guess. How good we feel about it then?
Well, it's something.
Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Fred VanVleet will bring it across center for the Raptors. A chance for Toronto to grab the lead. Three ball, open, bucket, north side, triple for Fred VanVleet.
I don't remember what that made the score, but I think that's pretty much when it was done. Fred VanVleet, big series, a series so big that Hubie Brown gave him a finals MVP vote. Kawhi Leonard got the rest, but hey, Fred VanVleet will always have that on his resume. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath with us each and every morning. Matt Velasquez coming up in about 20 minutes. I'm going to reveal something very personal about myself here, Freems.
Yeah.
Every morning, because people are telling me to get over this loss, every morning around 7:30, I text my wife a little Bitmoji. You know Bitmojis?
Yes. I'm starting to use those.
Well, you used some GIFs last night.
Yeah.
When we were texting.
I used one of Roddy Piper.
Yeah, that's a GIF.
I didn't get any response from you guys. I thought you'd go, wow, Freems. Getting into 2019 here.
You know, I was going to say something, and then I thought you'd be like, well, player, I'm the Freems loves gifts.
Well, that's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's part of the give and take.
Yeah. So emojis are like the, you know, a little eggplant and the smiley face and, you know, Bitmojis.
I know what those are now. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are emojis.
Yeah.
And then Bitmojis are the ones I send you of myself.
I know. I want to jump through the phone and strangle you when you send me one.
Like a characterization of myself.
Yeah.
So I send my wife one every morning, like good morning or yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to go look at one to send her this morning, and you can update your outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I'm in a Bucks jersey. Sometimes I'm wearing Brewer stuff. But the default ones, there's three of them that have me in default Raptors clothes. And then there's one with me with the phrase, board man gets paid, standing next to the phrase that Kawhi Leonard made famous.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm trying to get over these, and now Bitmojis are cramming these down my throat.
I thought maybe you put one on there with like the t-shirt you had on the video that you... Did you delete the video?
One that wasn't a t-shirt, that was my chest hair.
Yeah.
No, I put two videos out last night. One I did delete.
Were you drunk?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I thought you were.
I was drunk.
I thought maybe you were.
I was drinking last night, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, you were... We're on the three-way text, UI and Horvey, and I thought, oh, Bart's drinking.
Well, I was upset.
Yeah.
My shirt was also off, I'm not going to lie.
For what reason?
I don't know. At one point, I just felt like I needed my shirt off.
I became a huge Warriors guy in this series. Like,
yeah.
I originally liked the Warriors. I was a big Splash Brother fan. Then they got Durant. And then, like I said, man, they were the heel, and I stopped rooting for them. And last night, I fell in love all over again with Game 6 Clay. He's my favorite player in the NBA, and now I don't get him for a whole year.
Yeah, he was amazing, man. I don't know anything about him as far as a person, but man, what a shooter.
Cool dude.
What
a
shooter.
Likes to go to China in the offseason and just
what a shooter.
Likes to party. You know why I'm a little depressed besides the fact that I lose the series to you, Freems, is that I told you guys, I told everybody, and I was kind of ripped actually a few months back for it, that Kawhi Leonard, if he's not the best player in the league, then he's 1B to Kevin Durant. So I should have threw down some coin on him winning that finals MVP and the Raptors because I just knew he was on another level this season. And I've been telling everybody, man, he's the best two-way player in the NBA, and he proved it.
Well, what's going to happen here is whenever this comes out, Giannis is going to win the MVP, and we're going to be saying, we're going to look at it a different way now. Because we all know it should be Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, and this kind of, I mean, this happens all the time, though. I mean, with the Karl Malone, Michael Jordan MVP.
I feel like the MVPs always go to teams that don't win a championship.
Yep.
Manager of the years, coaches of the year.
Derrick Rose won an MVP of the year. It should have been LeBron, and then LeBron goes to the finals. I mean, granted, they lost in that
series. If Budenholzer wins coach of the year, we're going to say, well, Nick Nurse?
It's funny, I put up a poll like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and the Raptors were down 2-0. To the Bucks when I put out the poll, and I think the Warriors were just blowing through teams at that point. And I said, who would you rather start a franchise with? And it was Steph Curry and Kawhi Leonard, and 63% of the people that voted on it said that they would rather start their team with Steph Curry. So I'd like to see if that's changed, because once again, I don't think it's a wings world. Like, you need a Kawhi Leonard, you need a Kevin Durant. Giannis, I think, is going to take that next step, but you just need, like, Kawhi. I mean, he's a great player, but like his skills, he doesn't have the same skill set as Kevin Durant. Durant's game is so smooth, the way he rolls off screens, like he could play iso ball with the ball in his hands. Sometimes Kawhi doesn't know where he's at on the floor.
He plays a little sloppy. He plays a little stiff.
But he's just built like a brick.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Like, you can't guard him because he's just so muscular.
Well,
he's so strong.
The Warriors are down 4, okay? And then he gets the ball baseline. He cuts to the baseline, 3-point play. Boom. Lays it in, scores a basket. It's stuff like that he does. I mean, you look at his shot.
Yeah.
His shot is flat. I mean, he's got a flat shot. What, you know, if you play basketball, you know, you have a flat shot. You better be damn accurate.
Right.
And I'm watching him a couple of weeks ago shoot jumpers, and he's shooting elbow jumpers, and everyone, he's getting a pass. Everyone flat, boom, boom, boom. They're gunning in. It's like, oh, man.
How do they go in then?
They're flat.
How do Marc Gasol shots go in? It looks like he's shooting a medicine ball.
Yeah, but he's still good. I mean, he's good. He's done it for a long time.
I know.
Like growing up, there was always that one guy, and you'd see him in warm-ups, and you'd be playing against him, or he was on your team, and he shot like a girl. Like I say that, but like that's how my dad and we'd always joke. We'd be like, he's got your grandma's jump shot, but like shoots with two hands, you know, elbow.
Well,
not
can't say
in.
That anymore.
Not anymore. But you would see this guy with just terrible form, and you'd be like, oh man. And then all of a sudden he hits eight
we got
in a row,
next,
and you're
dog.
Like,
yeah, we got next.
Hey, look at Brogdon,
WNBA.
Brogdon's a good example.
You look at Brogdon. Brogdon's not the most athletic guy in the world. Okay. But how does he get to the hole so quickly?
Right.
How does he get such easy shots off? He's open. He hits. He doesn't have a great form. Boom. They go in.
And one last thing I want to say is, if you guys want to follow me at Twitter, anybody out there at Ryan Horvath, I'm here for all the Steph Curry slander. You know, NBA Twitter. The rule is, even if it's your favorite player and a great player, once you lose, you have to suffer the same fate as every other player. And Curry, I mean, he was. Let's be honest. In the NBA Finals, Steph Curry needs a lot of help, and he's always got a lot of help. I'll put an asterisk next to his chip where he beats LeBron without Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, if we're going to talk about those.
We had 47 points in a game.
Well, he did have 47 in a game, but I'm saying
playoff game.
He just he can't carry a team. Klay Thompson's a lot more important than people realize.
Well, they all need each other on that team.
And Durant as well.
They all need each other on that team.
I just want to update the conversation I'm having with my wife.
Yeah.
She texts me back. Time for me to go to work and wonder if any of the sports fans' coworkers saw my husband topless last night.
Yeah. I saw the video that I retweeted it out. I said, this is going to be an interesting show.
I think that's the one I deleted, but there's another one still up.
The one that you deleted with the...
The one where I was drunk, I deleted.
Oh, so one you did that where you were drunk, the other one you weren't drunk.
No.
You have a good recovery. I mean, how do you recover? Because if I drank like last night, I would be exhausted today.
I have
tired.
No idea.
I mean, your recovery skills. You come in here.
That's practice.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Boy.
Practice.
Man, you recover. Well, I mean, you recover. I can tell you're dragging, but.
I ain't dragging.
What's that?
No drag here.
You're not dragging at all?
Nope. I'm just dragging bad sports takes through the mud.
Okay.
That's where I'm dragging.
All right. All right.
So no drag here.
No hangover at all?
Nope. Functioning.
Okay. Wow.
Head's good.
All right.
Didn't take any pills.
Mm-hmm.
All good. Vic says, injuries are a part of the game. Would there be an asterisk if the Warriors beat the Raptors without Kawhi and Siakam? Yes.
If what was that again?
If the Warriors beat the Raptors without Kawhi and Siakam, would there be an asterisk?
Oh.
Yeah. That we would say, yeah. We would ask the question, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, this asterisk, I don't know. You still won the championship. But people will be asking today, as we are on the show, you know, the question, would the Raptors still have got it done if Golden State was at full strength?
And if the Bucks beat the Warriors and they had injuries, the national conversation would be, well, do the Bucks have an asterisk? And we would be, ah, oh, screw the national media, screw them. This is our title. And that's fine. That's what the Raptors are doing. The Raptors deserve to win the championship.
Yeah. Hey.
They are the best team in the league. Right now,
when the Bucks played in 2001, the conference
finals,
still
should have beat them, and so should the Warriors.
Allen Iverson was banged up; he did not play in one of those conference final games against Milwaukee, and still, as banged up he was, there was no way Iverson was 100% from the tailbone after he came back. He was, I think, they set out Game 3, and yet the Bucks still couldn't win the series with Iverson, their best player, hurt.
Jay Play tweets in and says, "You could say when Leonard got hurt." On an undercut by Zaza that the Spurs would have won that series. Or you could say that Kevin and Love and Kyrie, when they were hurt in the finals, there could be an asterisk. Mm-hmm. Or you could say when Chris Paul got hurt against Golden State, every team could have an asterisk next to their wins. And that is a good point. If we're gonna say that this finals is tainted, then we almost do have to go back throughout history and look at all the other times that teams benefited. There's a lot of things that go into winning a championship. There is skill. That's first and foremost. There is luck. You get luck.
But they, okay, now if Toronto, like the Blues were a talented team in hockey, but you know they came from nowhere to win the Stanley Cup. If Orlando was in the finals, remember that one year the Knicks as the eighth seed? got to the, like 20 years ago, got to the NBA Finals. 1 year Houston, long time ago, got to the NBA Finals by finishing the regular season at 500. You're thinking, man, how are they doing it? But this is still a damn good Toronto team. 58-24. See, that's not luck at all.
No, but to win a championship, every team needs skill. They do get a bit of luck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Kawhi's four. It bounced four times against Philly.
Sure.
So you do get a bit of luck. And then it's also a battle of attrition. Who can stay healthy? And Toronto was able to stay healthy this season.
Well,
and part of that was because of the load management with Kawhi, sure. But that's what teams do to win a title. Once you start to lose that skill, you're not going to win a title. If you don't get the lucky breaks, you're not going to win a title. And if you start to get hurt, you're not going to win a title. So I do understand that. And that's why, guys, that's why when we put out questions like, do you put an asterisk next to the Raptors winning a championship on Twitter? We're trying to spark and get this kind of conversation from you guys. It's not that we are saying it definitively. We're trying to, I don't know if you guys are new to the concept of talk radio, but it's conversations. And one of the things on this show is we like to include you guys. So, guilty.
Well, look at the Brewers winning the division championship last year. They took that took some luck. You know, that took some luck. Even the final at bat by Rizzo. Rizzo's up. The Brewers are ahead in that game, what, 3-1. Rizzo just missed a fastball from Hader, that, you know, deep right field into Santana's glove for the final out. He connects for that tie game. Maybe the Brewers lose the game in extra innings. So, I mean, I think, you know, he missed that by an inch or a half inch. So, I mean, he hits a home run there. It's a different ball game. But, yeah, I think championship, you need some luck. You need skill and you need some luck.
So I would say if you want to take away my thought on this, the Raptors deserve to win the championship.
Now, if you would have said, oh, the Raptors purely won this on pure luck, nothing but luck, then that's a bad take.
Well, why would I say that?
But if you did.
Okay.
But it sounded like on Twitter last night, that's the way you were going to be loading yourself up for today. You were going to come at me like that it was pure luck and you weren't going to give them any credit. But if you want to say some luck and some skill and all, I mean, I hear that. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, they took some luck and, you know, they were the right team.
No, I think I'm being very rational.
Yeah.
I think the Raptors deserve to win the title. I think you can't look at the series, though, and ignore the fact that Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I still think that the Bucks, if they shot a little better, they beat the Raptors.
Sure.
Aaron tweets in, I'm done listening to 105.7 FM The Fan, specifically Chuck and Winkler. Never can be objective thinking the Bucks should have won.
Well, I think we all thought the Bucks should have won.
This is ridiculous.
I think we all thought the Bucks were heavily favored in that series. So, I mean, what were they, minus 400 or minus 350 in that series? 3-1 odds? Hell, man. We thought they would, or 1-3 odds, actually.
Why are so many Bucks fans willing to be like, thank you, sir, may I have another with the Raptors? I don't get it. Corey's in Burlington. What's up, Corey?
Hi, Corey.
Whoa. Morning, guys.
Hey, Corey.
I think I knew the Raptors do deserve to win it, but, I mean, they was on their way, its way to going to 7. I think, whatever, they were up like 5 or 6 when Klay went down. So I think even if you ask the Raptors players, they would not have wanted to win it this way, although I'm sure the fans would, considering they were cheering when KD went down. I'm surprised that I'm sure Raptors fans actually at Jurassic Park were probably cheering again when Klay went down last night.
Oh, but did you see before the game they made a giant card that people were signing that they were going to send to the hospital?
Patronizing.
Too late.
Yeah, too little,
for,
too late.
For Kevin?
For Kevin Durant.
Came out. Your true emotions came out instantly. Yeah. That was the instant reaction by every one of them. Like, what? And then did you see the video when they showed Jurassic Park when KD went down? Unreal. That is so low. But I think it's crazy what this does to free agency. Like, what kind of contracts are these guys going to get now?
I know. I mean, free agency, who people have been talking about this year forever, like for the last 2 or 3 years, I feel, it might not turn out to be the free agent market we think it's going to be. Because
I feel
of
like
these
KD's going to stay. I think this was the one thing that was going to keep KD in Golden State.
I mean, Klay might stay.
I don't
Kawhi
know about
too.
Klay. I think he might too.
Yeah, Kawhi might stay in Toronto. Maybe Kemba goes back to Charlotte. And the only guy out there, a major free agent, would be Kyrie. The summer of Kyrie. And who can get real excited about that after seeing him bowing to the Boston than the Bucks with the Celtics.
That's the other big thing about this is there's going to be a lot of craziness in the offseason. We'll begin to talk about that.
Or maybe not.
Maybe that the exciting offseason just ended with these injuries. We'll talk to Matt Velasquez, see how it could affect the Milwaukee Bucks specifically. You know, Warriors, if they've got two guys like this out, maybe they start sniffing around some of our assets. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.